This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. President Donald Trump wants Colorado to remove his official portrait from the state capitol, complaining it looks distorted. In a social media post on the painting today, Trump claimed Democratic Governor Jared Polis was responsible for it. However, the portrait was funded by public donations and approved by Republican lawmakers, government officials, and private citizens. Capitol leadership said this afternoon the portrait will be removed. Groups working to repeal Denver's ban on flavored tobacco have turned in thousands of signatures to the city clerk's office. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
They say they submitted more than 17,000, nearly double the number required. Phil Guerin owns the vape shop Mixed Up Creations.
The polling says that 40% of Denver voters are not decided on this issue. People just don't have enough information. When you tell them what's going on, we have a lot of people that agree with us.
The clerk's office will now check if signatures are valid to see if it will go on the ballot later this year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A Colorado Parkinson's patient made a bit of history last week. They're the first person to experience a new treatment that helps enhance the effectiveness of something called deep brain stimulation. Kate is 75 and from Loveland. Last week, doctors showed how electrical messages controlled through a computer program can send pulses to electrodes implanted in her brain. In a demonstration, it eased symptoms like a tremor.
It helps. It's a tremendous help, I want to say.
Researchers say federal money through the National Institutes of Health helped fund the research. That money is now potentially at risk. This is CPR News.